Hello, my audio boo friends. It is February 12th of 2013, 8:30 in the morning. I'm looking out at a rather gray day today here in Montreal, but an exceptionally warm day. Well, as compared to the ones we've had recently, it's about 2 or 3 degrees outside, and it's just a fine mist in the air. It's not quite raining. We're supposed to get some rain later on. But definitely a warmer day. So today, I'm going to do about 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm going to do 5 Februaries. Not all at once and not all in a row. But I do have to catch up on all my Februaries. In fact, I didn't even know what the topics were. So I'm listening to some Februaries from other people to pick up on the topics. So I just listened to a few. And the question for February number 8 is, have you got a name for your car? Or have you had a name for cars in the past? This was an interesting question because the minute I heard it, I went, well, I do have names for my cars. Sometimes I have very choice names for my cars when they're not running well. Kidding aside, my current car, which I've had for almost 10 years, I just refer to it as my buddy. It's just, that's the way it started, and it's always stuck. You know, there's no rhyme or reason. It's just my buddy. I did have a 1974 Mazda RX-4 station wagon that my father gave me that for some odd reason I named Sister Moonshine after a Supertramp song. Yeah. I guess probably I was listening to Supertramp at the time and liked the title and decided to name my car Sister Moonshine. I'm trying to think if there was others. No, not really. That would be it. That come to mind. That's true. I had a 1976 Pontiac Ventura. It was green. It was a big green monster, and I called it Puff after Puff the Magic Dragon. And my car that I had a 1991 Ford Festiva, also known as the Kia. The Kia something. In Europe, and it was a little diminutive subcompact made back in the late 80s and early 90s when the United States was going through some rough times with the gasoline prices and whatnot. So they decided to bring out some Econo boxes to try to push, and basically they just rebadged cars that were available in Asia. And yes, so I bought this 1991 Ford Festiva with the idea of pulling the engine and anything to do with the internal combustion engine. So, you know, radiator, gas tank, gas lines, fuel pump, anything else to have. And replacing the whole kit and caboodle with an electric motor and a set of batteries. And I got the car in 2005 for $300. And there's a whole story about that, and maybe one day I'll tell it. But tell the story very briefly. I found the car online, and the car was located in Rimouski, Quebec. Now, Rimouski is located about 550 kilometers northeast of Montreal, and my sister happened to be living in that town at the time. So I told the fellow, well, look, I sent him an email. I said, I know somebody who lives in Rimouski, and I'd like to send them to see the car. So they said, no problem. So I got in touch with my sister. I said, hey, there's this guy who's selling a Ford Festiva. Can you go and check it out? And I gave her sort of some guidelines as to what I was looking for. I was particularly worried about rust. The major components had to be solid to be able to take the weight of the batteries. So things like the suspension pillars on the front, sort of on either side of the engine, where the shock absorbers connect. And in the rear, if you open the hatch of a Festiva or any hatchback really, on either side, in line with the wheel, is the sort of the bump out where the suspension sits in the car. And those two areas had to be rock solid. Everything else I could deal with in some way, but those two areas had to be rock solid. So I, armed with that information, she phoned the person, and if, get this, the person lived literally a 5-minute walk around the corner from my sister, and the guy's son, who was selling the car, used to shovel my sister's driveway. So there you go. Anyway, long story short, that car I named Sparky. Obviously, the reason is spark, electricity. Okay, so that little car was going to be named Sparky. But for a little while, I called it Galileo because it reminded me so much of one of the shuttles on the original Star Trek series. And one of the shuttle's names was Galileo. So, I think that's it. So I have named cars in the past. My current car, I just call it Buddy. It's my little Toyota Echo. Like I said, I've had it for 10 years, and I've been grappling. Every time I go to the auto show here in Montreal, of course, I walk out with car fever and wanting to buy a new car. And I absolutely fell in love with a car made by a company called Scion, which is a sub-brand of Toyota. It's the Scion. They sort of make more hip cars, younger cars, cars that appeal more to the younger people. And they have a car called the IQ. Now, it's a two-seater. Well, it's actually a four-seater if you really push it to the extreme. And many of my Audio Boo listeners will remember that I really like the Smart, the 4.2, the little two-seater smart car. Just, you know, for sheer convenience. It's just, I'm alone 99% of the time in the car. So to me, having three other seats is completely useless, really. Obviously, when I pick up my daughter, that's when I need the second seat. But the exception makes the rule, like I've always said. So I cannot get a smart car because the minute we need three seats, wrong answer, right? So I need that third seat at some point. And that's why I've always stuck to, you know, bigger cars. Let's face it, the Echo's not a huge car. But what I mean is a car with at least three seats. Now, the Scion IQ does have seating in the back. If the passenger brings their seat forward, which they can quite comfortably because the dash is quite far from the passenger seat, you can sit a person behind the passenger very comfortably, which is exactly the configuration that we always sit in the car with my family, my wife and Michaela, my daughter, behind my wife. So it wouldn't change anything except for it gets phenomenal gas mileage. So they say. I've been hearing a lot of things about the IQ that it doesn't get that great of gas mileage. And it's got the pickup of a snail. So that's, I've sort of put that on back burner for now. But I'm still looking, and not soon. My car still has probably a couple of years left in her or him. That's another question, eh? Is your car a him or a her? Uh-huh. I'm not sure. I've always referred to him as my buddy, so he's kind of a male thing. So he's a male, although cars are usually females. But here I go anthropomorphizing my vehicles. I anthropomorphize everything. My computers, I've named my computers, so it's not surprising. My sister does the same thing. We're terrible at that. We won't get rid of something because we get attached to inanimate objects. Very strange. All right. Well, enough of this subject. I think I've beat it to a pulp. Expect a few more audio boos from me today. Later in the day, though, I've got some work to do, but I will come back and do. Where are we at, though? Number 9, February 9. I don't even know what the topic is. I'll have to look it up. Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.